Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Here's What I'm Saying podcast, segment 3, Universal Law of Mental Equivalence. Let's talk about the Universal Law of Mental Equivalence. What exactly is mental equivalent, and why is it considered a universal law? Well, once again, I'm so happy you asked. Let's talk about it. What we should first do is define the word mental equivalent to give us a basic understanding, of course. Okay, now this one can be a little challenging, meaning you need to spend a little more time than usual to understanding this universal law of mental equivalence. I found something that states that mental equivalence means having a subjective idea of the desired experience. I know, huh? Yeah. Let me see what I can do to offer some clarity. So, mental equivalent means having a subjective idea of the desired experience. What this means is that you first have a thought about what you desire, and you stay with that thought until you experience it in the objective, which is the physical world. Your thoughts are subjective, and one day the objective form, which is the physical form, will appear based on your desire for it. Remember, ask and you shall receive, but you must have a mental equivalent of what you desire in order to receive it. A quote from something I found online that states, "You build a mental equivalent for what you want by getting interested in it. That is the way you create feelings. If you want health, get interested in health. If you want the right place, get interested in service, doing something that is really servicing your fellow man. So whatever you desire, you must first get interested in it."